Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, shoot. The music went off before I wanted it to. Oh, my God. I haven't even started yet, and it's already a crazy show. Good morning. Gosh, how is everyone? I know I wasn't here last week. I had to take care of Mommy. If you can hear me. Anyway, I wasn't here last week. I have to, when my mom says, let's go spend the day, I have to spend the day. And so that's what I did last week. And I've been really, really sick this entire week. But I'm here. Who am I? I guess I'll start with that. Sorry, I'm having a cold. I have a cold. I have these coughing attacks. So just before I have one, let me drink some water here. There you go. I'm sorry. I hate when I hear people, drinking shit on their shows, but dude, if I don't, I'm gonna sound like a man in a minute when I start barking. Anyway, who am I? Sorry, who am I? Gosh, okay, let me start all over. Welcome, welcome to episode number what is it? 38, give or take about 3 or 4, because I haven't been here in a few times. But welcome, welcome, welcome. I have my dog here who's supposed to be babysat by uncle, but for some reason it's not happening. I might have to send a text and have this child transferred to another portion of the house because I can't take my earplugs off. But until then, you can hear him, right? Can you believe that? I swear, you would think that I just abuse the poor dog, but I don't. Well, I don't know what to do because my headsets are perfectly set. You know what, Mary, I know you're listening. If you can hear, and if it doesn't sound well because I'm moving around with the dog, let me know. Oh, hold on. You have your headset. Hold on. Let me. It's one of those days. Hi, good morning. I can't get it together.
Good morning, girl. Hold Sometimes you. Life is like, hold up. Wait a minute.
Don't, that's perfect, and we'll talk about that show in a minute. Okay, wait a minute, who are we? You know what, you might just, I don't know if you have a few minutes, but can you just kind of hang on the show a little bit? You know, I've been sick all week, and this might be a really difficult 25 minutes. If you can just hang on, I'd appreciate that. Can you?
Yeah, I'm here, I'll be here.
Are you there? Okay,
yeah,
good,
I'm here,
good.
I'll
okay,
be
good.
Here.
I got a co-host. Okay, and then we'll shit. Let me get something out here. Okay, number one, welcome to episode number, 38 of Looking for My Give a Fuck. And as you guys know, I talk about this, but probably not today because my voice is short and my memory is even shorter. And my breathing capacity is even less, meaning I won't be able to talk as much or as fast as I usually do, but I will give it a try. Looking for My Give a Fuck, it's an inspiration that came from, part of it came from the book of The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. It also came from an experience with my mom and my brother and how they were talking about their, liberalization, I'll make up that word, or probably not make it up, but the content in which I'm trying to use it, I'm making it up. And I tried to do my stance in the conservative. I did my stance in a separate. I can't get it together. Anyway, the bottom line is, you can learn something from each other, and that usually begins when you're looking for your give a fuck. And just going off the cuff, because I have no idea where this show is going or how I'm going to get there, but a lot of us will sit back and say, I don't give a fuck, right? I mean, that's default. Like, I don't give a fuck. Mary says that pretty funny, actually. But we can always go into what we don't give a fuck about. But it's very difficult to look for a give a fuck. When you're looking, and what I mean that, it's not derogatory in a sense, but I think everything has just kind of come together to where when you would normally say, I don't give a fuck, it's kind of like, I really do care. I just want something to care about. I just want to hold on to the fuck that I have left. And it's not even including fuck. If we didn't have sex, we'd probably all be in trouble. Hint, hint, all the babies that are around after COVID, right? But what I'm saying is that in a process of looking for my give a fuck in a conversation that I had no dog in the race, but I was asked to bet, right, which meant that they were talking about how terrible Republicans or the Conservative Party or the Republicans are, and they wanted me to defend why I felt differently. And I just didn't have the energy, nor did I have the in-depth reasons as to why I no longer was a Democrat, you know, and I still don't. All I could say was like, you know, we've been overcoming for a long time. And I just, is there a change? Can we do something different? And I have always been outside of the get a government job, get benefits, do this and that. Again, I was the first in the family to do that. So my allegiance to the government is very, just get out of my way. Just give me some loans and let me make it and let me hire my people or people I want to work with. And that tends to be something that rings a lot in the Conservative Party. That's really where I really began my journey looking outside of being a Democrat. Here nor there, I'm sure in 2024 it's going to be an amazing conversation I'll continually have. This dog is not giving me a break. Okay, Mary, can you still hear me? Can you hear me, Mary?
Yeah, everybody can
Mary?
Hear you fine. Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Everyone can hear you, the damn dog, and everything else. Okay, so Mary came on to the show a minute ago.
I don't hear the dog.
Oh, you don't? Oh, okay, good. Just like last time you had issues on your show. Oh, okay, good. If you don't hear the dog, then this dog can just go crazy. Anyway, let me get back to trying to put everything together. I would like to thank Mary for coming in and saying something that was just kind of funny. She said, you know, sometimes life be like, wait a minute. Hold up, wait a minute. And that's true. It really is. It is true on so many levels. I'm going to start with today. I don't really know where the show's going, but it's just going to go into just the realm of just, you know, hell, just shit. Life be like, wait a minute. I am really sick. I've been sick for quite some time, and today is actually, I sound terrible, but it's probably the first day that I've actually felt better in about a week. And this goes hand in hand with looking for my give a fuck, because I have been, and, you know, trust me, it seems like I'm all over the place. I promise I pull it together at some point. I just have magic when it does that. So hear what I'm saying. It all comes together at the end of the show, or maybe before. But I have been taking on some jobs. And I've been doing, like, initially I was taking on new jobs that were permanent jobs and things happen, and I, you know, was no longer in those positions. Then I started working with an agency called Robert Half, which is a temp agency. And normally if you're accepted to work with Robert Half, you have to be worth your weight in gold, because if you're being paid $100, the organization's paying them $125 to $50. Do you know what I mean? Because that's how they're getting their commission. So they only take who's pretty good. And I just have to say that, because maybe 20 years ago I'd think, oh, I'm not good enough for Robert Half. But anyway, the reason I'm saying that is that I've been to several different job settings. I think the total four. And a couple things has come out of that. Number one, every time I'm no longer at that particular position, I take a couple days off before I start something new, and I get extremely ill. So, and what's bad about that is that there are other people. This last place I was working at, everyone was really kind of sick, right? And everyone was sitting close together, and people had masks, and they did this and that. But what I realized in a lot of those environments that people couldn't take time off. Now, again, I never really looked outside of myself when I worked anywhere, because I just didn't, and the world revolved around me, including the rules and regulations and employment area. I mean, I just was like, fuck that, I'll get up and go. Yeah, 47 jobs plus more lately, you know, I did that. And I would never knock it. But sometimes when you sit around, and you don't necessarily, when I was temping, you're not really of the organization. You are contributing, you know, I'm there, I'm working for, but I'm not a part of, and I can choose to leave when I want to, you know, whatever the case may be. But what I found out, there are people who are really, really getting sick. And And it could be normally like a normal cold or something like that. But, you know, it was sounding scared. People were getting nervous when others would cough. I mean, it got to the point where it was kind of like, God, you know, this is getting borderline rude. But I wasn't quite looking at that. I was looking at it at the mothers who were there working and who had to be sick but kind of fake it a little bit and then produce. And these, the workforce now, especially legal workforce, has really, really changed. The amount of work that you have to produce and the expectations and the processing more of thinking that I've noticed is really straining. If anyone's in the legal profession, they might want to jump out now because you will have a headache within year two. I promise you that. But it was a mixture of things. People were nervous, like, oh, my God, is this COVID coming back? Is this something really strange coming back? And then the other part of it was I had to work. Because if I don't work, you know, then I can't pay bills. And so it changed to me. You know, remember they were saying during COVID, oh, people don't want to work? And that's quite true as I'm watching now. So anyway, a young man that who came in a week prior to me leaving, he was there, and he was still really sick, and he got a lot of other people sick, needless to say. And I watched corporate guy go by his little cubicle and say to him, hey, let's have a talk in the office. And needless to say, the young man comes back, and he's cleaning out his little area. And you know me, my thing is never take to the office what you are embarrassed to walk out the door with if you get fired or released. And basically, excuse me, and short term is just that he just didn't have any more sick time and he just could not get anyone else in that office sick, so they had to let him go, which I don't think was fair. And there's probably some other things that they did, you know, to make that right, because, you know, that's not legally right. But, you know, you do have to think outside of you have to think of the greater good. What I'm trying to say is this. I've been walking around taking these jobs, getting sick, looking for my give a fuck. You know, it's really, really weird. I mean, when you go into different environments and you learn about different businesses and you learn, you get excited about how things are changing. And then all of a sudden you get real sick. And you're like, wait a minute. Dang, I was just giving a fuck. And now I'm so damn sick. I don't even know if I can, you know, get up and get to work or do the next job. So I guess what I'm trying to say is sometimes looking for your give a fuck, you're going to have those days where it's going to be like, you know, life be like, wait a minute. And what I mean by this is this, listen, I'm on this journey of looking for the best things that I can look for, the ability to have conversations with people that I haven't been able to have conversations, to be able to listen to people, to be able to hear their sides of things, even when it's extremely painful, and to be able to say, okay, I think that's okay. You know what I mean? But when you're doing that, when you're opening yourself up and you're bringing yourself around places and people that you haven't been, you expose yourself. It's so strange. It's like I'm opening up my spiritual awareness and soul and all that, and then all of a sudden physically I'm exhausted. And I say that to say it's like, God damn. You know, they tell you to take care of your internal, your spiritual, your this, and that, and then you get sick physically. They tell you to take care of yourself when you're physical, and then you get – it's like, what? What am I – wait, is there a balance? Well, if you guys could hear my dog, he'd be saying no, because that's what he's saying. Is there a balance? Some days it doesn't feel like it. And again, if this is going, oh, wait a minute. Wait, you know what, Mary, I don't know if, did I put you on hold? Hold on. Can you hear me? Oh, you know what, Mary? Oh, I didn't know. I thought I had you on. I apologize. I thought I had you. I didn't know I had you on hold. My bad. Are you there, Mary? Shit.
Yes. Can you?
I see. Okay,
well,
great.
Well, now that you unmuted me, you can hear me. But I keep myself muted, so you don't have to worry about muting me.
Okay, great. I mean, well, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Okay. No, I thought it was open anyway. I'm having a terrible time here with this dog. And although you guys can't hear it, it's very, very disturbing. Mary, could you say something to cover for me for 2 minutes? I got to go and take my dog to another room. Okay, could you just talk about your show? Mary's going to tell you a little bit about the show as I take 2 minutes. Mary, say something, please.
Okay, perfect. So I do a show here on Blog Talk Radio as well on the J King Network, and That show will be coming on at 11. It's every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So the show will be on today. It's on every Sunday. You can find me on Facebook at Mary Hopkins. Are you back, Shirley?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, finish.
No. If you're back, go ahead, because I don't want to take over your show.
No. It's a horrible, beautiful show today. But what I was just getting at is going back to, go ahead.
Can I just say something, Cheryl? Put your wig back on, Mama.
Don't.
Bruh.
Oh, my God. Nigga. Bruh. That's what she said. Life be like, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's funny. Yep. She was like,
for real.
Bruh. You know, I was watching a show yesterday. Oh, God. It's a comedian. My brain is so fried. But anyway, when he said, bruh, I started laughing so hard. Well, okay. If you guys don't remember, I think I talked about it a couple of shows ago. You have to look at it online. You can Google it or whatever. And it's the woman who her wig falls off during an interview. And she's like, bruh. Like, it's just funny. It's just beyond funny. And then one of the things she says is, life be like, wait a minute. Anyway, you have to see it. And so Mary just made me laugh. That brings it all together because you just have to see it. It was just extremely funny. Okay, listen, so we have like 12 minutes. What I was saying is that going outside of self, looking for your give a fuck or looking for self within, whatever, all these things, we're all looking. You know, if we take the word looking out of our fucking vocabulary, and Mary, I don't know if you'd agree with me, if we took looking out, we probably would be in present. Does that make sense? Because instead of me saying looking for my give a fuck, I'd be... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I thought you were actually like really asking me what my opinion was. It makes great sense,
yes.
Because what we do is we're always searching, so we're always looking for the next thing when you use this terminology, and we're never in the now. Never in the present.
No. Wow. See, even though a show could be going completely to heaven, hell in a handbasket, like my show is, and I can say that, it you get this opportunity to say, wait a minute, if I took that word looking, searching, thinking, and just beating, I would have missed the Shirley, put your wig back on. That was a momentary, that was in the moment. It was taking all these things that I was going on, projecting about and so on and so forth, and bringing me to laughter, which is a momentary healing, isn't it? You know, they always talk about laughter and how it's healing. But have you ever noticed that when you are really laughing, you're laughing about something in the moment? So are you in the moment and laughing about something in the past or laughing about something that might happen in the future, but you're in the moment. Laughter is a space of in the moment for real. Do you agree with that, Mary? Laughter is like momentary. I mean, laughter is right there. Yeah.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, so now we're taking away, we're getting rid of looking and thinking and all that shit, right? And we're going to replace some of that with obviously having to be in the moment. And then in the moment, if we can just kind of like put some laughter there, I don't know. It my show, it sounds like laughing for my give a fuck. that was funny.
That
killed me.
Could be,
okay, forget.
That could be good.
Yeah. It could be.
Or just
I mean, you know.
My give a fuck.
Yeah. You know, so I guess I was so busy thinking about how I'm on these journeys. We all are on journeys, I guess. I don't even know if we're going to use that anymore. But I just know that every let's do a balance instead of every time. I do something for the soul, that I, and then my physical gets sick. I expose myself to different things and different cultures and different germs, and I get physically ill. There, or do you believe, Mary, there's a time when we are at balance, when we are doing what we need to do to, like, I think Jay King uses this a lot. Are you living your life that reflects diversity, inclusion, and I forgot the other word you might remember, Mary. But it's kind
yes,
of like
diversity, inclusion. I don't remember it either.
Right. And in order to do that, you have to come outside of yourself, right? And then when you go outside of yourself, you become around different people, right? And then what happens then? You get sick. So go ahead. I got ill because of germs or whatever the case may be, which could do what? Discourage me from what? Wanting to go around different people to do what? To be a part of the inclusivity of da-da-da-da-da. I know that sounds like, what the hell are you talking about? But shit, I don't want to go back around any people at all after this cold. But, you know, that's what life is. So what do you think about what I'm saying is, like, again, we'll recap that, is becoming more diverse and around people, and then as a result, getting physically ill, whether it be COVID or maybe just paranoia now. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I mean, I think that we have moments of – I know that for me, I have moments of balance. I have times of balance, but – I haven't really ever found complete balance to where I've been able to stay in that lane all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean,
I don't know how to stay there. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to stay in that gear, right? It's, for some reason, it's shifting all the time.
So if something's shifting, then, well, I don't want to say something. It's kind of like you became aware of it, because you're not even finding it. I mean, life is a constant stream, right? A stream of changes, a stream of this, a stream of fucking that, whatever the case may be. But going back to what we were saying, including with what you're talking about, Mary, is this. COVID, I think that's just where I'm going to get back to. We're all are now trying to get back to this normal. I think we're close to normal. We're working. We're getting back in that traffic. The workplace has changed. Everything is now automated. That we're sitting close to again, in cubicles or whatever the case may be. We're catching a cold again. The codes are, most of us are like, oh my God, COVID. COVID is bringing, triggering things to people that I worked with, like their family have died or they were really sick with it. We're trying to keep up this new outcome. I'm looking for my give a fuck just to get back to that zeal in life. We hear people preaching diversity, inclusivity, and XYZ and acceptance, and we shall overcome. The rainbow has risen, and God is here today, right? We put all that back together, and our physical body is saying, excuse me, we were really sick a few years ago, and now we're catching up with the common cold that has now been probably worse than before, and I want to rock with you on that journey, Shirley. I feel you. I feel all that wanting to get together and all that, but no, I'm tired. What do you mean? I believe that our bodies are experiencing another thing, where our bodies, our physical bodies, are truly now the ones that have survived COVID. And who had to deal with, our body dealt with the mental exhaustion that we didn't know we had. That was, 10 times thanks to COVID. And our physical body, if it could, kept us standing tall. Now we're like, hey, we're mentally, we got over it. We're going to get back in there. We're going to be around people. And the real physical body says, I'm a little tired. Well, is it COVID? No. It was never COVID. I'm just tired. But now we don't have any time to go take off because our body's tired. Everyone thinks during COVID that most of us did nothing. And there's no time for vacation, inflation and all that other stuff. So you're asking, why are you bringing that up? Well, because there's another step in what's going on in our lives. Our immune systems have been extremely compromised. I've never been so sick. And Mary was the one who said, well, you know, put some castor oil on your chest. I'm like, first, I don't even know how to spell that. Well, I did. It took forever for me to find it, and it changed my life when I found it. I'm looking for, well, the doctor said. She's like, yeah, just go some old-fashioned bullshit and some tea and get rocking. And I did. So pulling this back all together, thinking about being inclusive and being around people and coming out of our culture shock, with COVID, and then having to adjust to how things are working differently now, and then allowing our body to now go right back into what it is, how it used to flush itself when we were sick, called the common cold, which was nothing but mucus. Remember, from October to January, February, we were all sick. And then April would come, May, and then the summer, and the vitamin D would take care of us, and we'd start all over again. Our body's doing that. My body's doing that. And I listen to my body. Our life is doing that. So you're like, well, why is that such a big deal? Because I was so on this trying to figure it out, trying to COVID it out, trying to take a test for that out, that I forgot the basics of life. The Vicks, the castor oil, the friend calling laughing. My body craved rice. I was like, what the hell? Maybe it was something that just stick and on my ribs when I didn't eat for the past several days. Or maybe it was because also my mom's been gone for the week. Now, usually she takes real good care of me. She's like, I'm out. She's somewhere having a hell of a vacation weekend. So I'm like, oh, shit. Damn. I'm looking for my give a fuck. It really started this week with me having to go back and remembering how to take care of myself, how to lay in bed literally and do nothing, not half-ass, not, get your laptop and play it off. No, my body said no. But it was like, okay, the next journey, all of you people that are looking for or wanting for or laughing in the moment, is to rejuvenate your body. All the scientific shit in the world and all the tests now. You go back to what your mama and your moms or your mom's friends or friends like Mary. And you remember when they would hold you and put the Vicks on you and you'd fight and put the aspirin down your throat. I remember fighting with my son, putting Vicks on your feet. I even one time remember eating menudo. That's how sick I was. Our bodies are craving that. Mind, body, and soul. So maybe I started the show 29 minutes ago not knowing where it was going. But now I know where it ended. And ended at reminding me our bodies need to be fed. Not from a scientist, but from friends and family. And with that, I want to thank Mary. Thank you, Mary, for being my co-host. Her show is at 11 o'clock, Blog Talk Radio. You know, sometimes we'll say our shows and you're like, how do you do it? You go to Blog Talk Radio, I think it's .com, and you click on the live shows. And hers will be live at 11, mine's live at 9. And just anytime you want to hear a live show, do that. Mary, I want to thank you again. Until then, I want to remind everyone to be good to yourself, be good to your body. Hey, castor oil works. Oh, my God. Yes, I said it, Mary. And until next time, take care again. I'm out. I think if I can start the song. Bye.